The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
Today's one confession took a turn when I decided to confess a roommate story about myself. And we all had these crazy roommate stories. People listening had wild roommate stories.
Next time Dana and I have an argument, I got to watch out for her throwing weed at me.
And you're like, what are you talking about? We're going to talk about it now inside today's episode. Let's go. This morning, we almost died. I'm not exaggerating either. I'm going to tell you the story. Let me take a breath and compose myself. Good morning. We made it halfway to the weekend. Wednesday's here. It's the Dana Cortez Show, and I'm Dana Cortez, and alive.
I don't exaggerate as much as Dana Cortez, DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
Oh, you were shook a little while ago. Oh, he screamed in the car.
I was honking the horn.
Somebody jerking the wheel.
Yeah, jerk, because the guy's coming head on at me. What am I supposed to do?
Somebody almost hit his head on.
Hey, that is scary.
Almost head on.
How far, like, in yards? Because I don't even know football fields.
I mean, I could see what he was wearing today.
Oh! It was that close, bro.
I knew he had glasses on. I was like, yeah, I got to look right in his eyes, and as I was holding the horn.
The man didn't notice. He was like, I'm la la la.
It was early in the morning, and I think he was kind of like half asleep, half awake, and he just drifted right into my lane.
That's scary, dog. Ah! It's scary because, like, we've all kind of been there, right? Where, like, you're just driving, you're like, how did I get here?
Yes.
And so, like, oh, that is scary. I'm thankful you guys are here. Did your life flash before your eyes, Dana Cortez?
Maybe Dana's eyes. I was just thinking, you know what? I'm going to wear this one.
Right?
I'm just kidding. That would hurt like hell.
Otto, don't even talk like
no,
that.
No, I know. My brothers, they got in a head-on collision with a deer probably about a year and a half ago, two years ago.
And they both got hurt. Like, seriously, the car was
deer
ruined.
Ain't nothing to play with. I actually hit a deer traveling from San Antonio to New Mexico.
Oh, I remember
that.
Yeah,
I hit a deer. Actually, think about it. It was the quickest, scariest accident I've ever been in my life because the deer scraped the whole side of my car.
I forgot your red car.
Yeah, my red car.
One time I stole my mom's car and went to go cruising and I ran into a stump. And I ruined her car.
What kind of car was it?
It was a Camaro. Brand new. She just bought it.
Oh, damn.
You know, let's stop talking about accidents right now.
Stump of karma right there.
Luckily, my parents never gave me any nice cars.
She didn't give it to me. I snuck out. I snuck it out. I got caught, obviously. All right. Oh, National Day, Anthony A.
Yo, happy birthday to the Navy.
Happy birthday, Navy.
We love you. Go, Navy.
Shout out to the guys. They just invited me to DJ one of their Navy balls. I'm already booked because I had something going on, but I've done a couple of the Armed Forces balls. Lovely. They're very cool. They're great things. It's an honor to be, even be invited. Thank you. Shout out to the Navy.
Oh, great little way to plug that you are open to DJing, though. It's kind of
events.
We also got to give a shout out. Emergency Nurses Day, y'all. Round of applause for the nurses.
Yes, for all the nurses out there working hard. And I know this past year and a half has been so difficult. We love you. We appreciate you.
And today is No Bra Day. That is because today is Breast Cancer Awareness Day.
Yes. So we talk about this a lot. Look, you should be doing a self-breast check every single week. I do one every day in the shower. I learned how to do a self-breast check when I visited Planned Parenthood in my teens. I had no idea what that was. I think Anthony A. and DJ Automatic, you should do one as well. Men think it's only women. Nah.
I just found out that Matthew Knowles, Beyonce's dad, had breast cancer. I had no idea that he had breast cancer. So, guys, you got to check her.
About it. Got to do it.
Check your boobs.
Yeah, it's a low percentage. Yeah, some of y'all got to take your bras off, men, today.
Yeah, dude, check it out.
Hey, seriously, self-breast exam. I'll post how to do it for men and women who don't know how. Add Dana Cortez on Instagram. It'll be in the story. And it's Hispanic Heritage Month. I thought flour tortillas were invented in the United States. Mm. They weren't. They were invented in Mexico.
Oh, nice.
Everything makes sense in moderation, though. They're really bad for us, okay?
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
I once got into a fight with one of my roommates, and I threw her into a dumpster. One confession is in full effect right now. You call in, you tap in with any confession you want. One call, 1 minute, no judgment. You will remain anonymous. I dare you to top that. No, she came to my new house. Let me go back in time, okay? Let me go back in time. Moved in with three girlfriends. I had a daughter. Two of the other girls had kids as well, but they acted like they didn't. And so there were parties and different men in the house and all this. And for me, I was like, I can't handle this. Not around my daughter, not around my kid. So the big one she pretty much almost beat me up in the hallway. And if I hadn't had a hand weight, I would have lost that fight. But I had one. So there.
Damn, dude.
Oh. Anyway, they were always really messy, which is fine or whatever. But it was just too much. The in and out, the partying all night. I couldn't handle it. If you party and you stay out all night, that's one thing. But if you bring 30, 40, 50 people into our apartment, that I don't know.
What about five? Strippers.
I think
I brought one time my old roommate moved out one time because he got tired of me and my friend Adam, because one night we went out and then we came home and woke up and there was five strippers in our apartment.
And what do your roommates say?
Sounds like a jackpot to me.
He said, automatic, you are my husband, sir.
He said, come on, guys, we gotta do better. And then he moved out and you know, he grew up and he's
so riddance.
Why wasn't he down to get, you know, involved?
At the time he was with his amazing, boring fiance who had a good job and great credit and all that fun stuff, and he felt the way we were living was too much. So,
but you know, that's not how he felt when y'all moved in together.
Exactly, dude.
He didn't have a girlfriend at first, did he?
Nah.
I knew it. All right. Let's take a call. What confession? Who is this?
This is Erica.
You heard my roommate's story. Can you top mine?
Yeah. When I was a freshman in college, so little 18-year-old Erica on my own for the first time, I was living in the dorm and I shared like a living space and a bathroom, but I had my own individual room.
Yeah.
And so me and my roommate did not get along. She gave me a chore chart. She expected me to be home by 11 p.m. And then she got mad at me over some dumb things. And then all of a sudden at 7 a.m., my wall starts shaking. And I was like, oh, okay, that's weird. And then it started shaking again at noon. And then it started shaking again at 11 p.m. It was happening for a month. And she would steal my toilet paper.
What?
Because I bought the 2-ply Charmin Ultra Soft. And she bought the 1-ply. But all of a sudden, after this month, she starts coming with Louis Vuitton bags and all these different nice things. But couldn't buy toilet paper. And so, yes, my freshman roommate was a prostitute.
No!
Oh my
gosh!
And so she was on a schedule.
She had a 7 a.m. noon and 11.
Hey, she gotta get the 7 a.m. people listening to the favorite morning show. She gotta get the noon, the lunch rush. She gotta get the night crowd. She got it all.
Okay, the downside is that that's disgusting. The upside, I bet she paid her rent on time.
Oh, my God.
It was the dorms. Their rent was paid by her parents.
Oh, my gosh.
Or her student loan.
There is no upside.
My favorite part about this confession was, and yes, she was a prostitute. I was wondering what was going to happen.
But she couldn't afford good toilet paper.
Oh.
She does nasty.
Situation. Dana, okay.
What?
You never told us how the girl ended up in the dumpster.
Okay, I moved out anyway, got my own spot. So the other girl shows up in my new place trying to beat me up. I opened the door and she was coming at me and we were near this dumpster and she threw a kick and I caught her leg, threw her up and she fell against the dumpster. I just picked her up and threw her in there.
Is this the shortest dumpster in the history of dumpsters? this woman like the Kung Fu Panda, huge?
No. But the thing is that I'm really scared to fight, and so I think I don't know what happened.
That crazy strength that you get, that adrenaline strength.
Needless to say, I never had a roommate after that ever again. I always lived on my own.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Cause of death has been revealed in the Gabby Petito case. We're going to play you the audio from the coroner's office right now. It's Daily Dirt Time to Best Gossip. Anthony, let's get it started with celebrity birthdays.
We have Sacha Baron Cohen celebrating his birthday. We also have Ashanti celebrating her birthday, AOC, and Jimin from BTS celebrating his birthday.
All right, so we're going to begin today talking about Drake really getting people into Canada who have records. I did not know that really, really, it's difficult to cross. That's part of the border. If you are a felon or you have any kind of ticket on your record.
If you have any kind of gang affiliation, they won't let you
into
the country.
You can't come in. So according to several reports, DaBaby got into Canada because of Drake's cosign. Lil Baby got into Canada because of Drake's cosign. Roddy Ricch got into Canada because of Drake's cosign. I wonder if Gucci Mane's getting into Canada.
Got so many felonies, I might can't never go to Canada. But Drake said he gonna put some screens, so let me check my calendar.
All right, let's switch gears real quick and talk about Megan Thee Stallion. She's talking to Taraji P. Henson and Tracy Jade. And she's opening up about what she loves about her new man, Partisan Fontaine.
My boyfriend does make me very happy. He definitely takes care of me emotionally. He makes my brain feel good. He makes my heart feel good. Mm-hmm. That's, you know, a big thing for me because I used to be so into the physical, right? But he moves me. He inspires me. Mm. We just feel like a real team.
Luckily, I have it all. DJ Automatic's good looking, and he satisfies my brain as well.
Aww. No, that sounded like she had herself an ugly man, and she was just happy that he stimulates her mind.
No, it didn't. Let me tell you something.
I think that's what the case is here, too.
If you can stimulate a woman's mind and heart, she will fall in love with you so fast, your head
will
spin.
Or you make her laugh.
Stimulating her mind. That's what it's all about.
Listening to Automatic.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, I just said that.
What'd you say?
No, you listen to him. You don't listen to me. All right, so it's time to get serious because the cause of death in the Gabby Petito murder has been revealed. How do I know it's a murder? Because the coroner's office in Wyoming yesterday had a press conference and said this.
We hereby find the cause and manner of death to be the cause death by strangulation. And manner is homicide.
The FBI is still searching for the number one suspect, obviously her fiance, Brian Laundrie. And every time I mention this story, I also want to remind you that over 700 indigenous women are missing in Wyoming, in that state. And just like Gabby Petito's father said, they also deserve the same coverage as his daughter has gotten.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Think about how crazy it is to rob a bank, especially in today's day and age.
Yeah, I mean, facial recognition everywhere.
Oh, man, this man in Southern California pulled it off. He stole over $100,000 in cash from a bank, and he would have gotten away with it, but he went back to the same bank to rob it again.
No.
Less than 2 weeks later.
What the fuck?
My question is, you already blew $100,000 in 2 weeks?
Bruh, how are you an uninspired bank robber? What are you, you trying to hit the same place twice?
You didn't invest your money, sir? What are you doing?
It's that broken glass, that meth that got him going back to the same place.
Oh, gosh. All right, so he entered a Chase bank. And, of course, after that, police came in. They gave all of the tellers and bank personnel training. So when he returned, they were ready for it.
They're like, hey, you're back. What's up, dude? Haven't seen you in a couple weeks.
And the cop said, good to meet you, sir. Now you're going to jail.
Oh, dog, I thought that was another test. I'd have been like, all right, Richard, chill.
It would have been the best thing if he would have tried to deposit that money in that bank.
Well, right now he's currently in jail, and he has a bail for $170,000. He needs 70 more thousand he can get out.
Maybe he could have used that money to take a balloon ride to space.
What?
Reservations are now open. A Texas company has started taking reservations for balloon rides to space. Worldview's special inflatables carry 8 passengers and 2 crew members 100,000 feet into the atmosphere.
You want me to get into a balloon, pay some fool $50,000 to float me up there? Have you seen a balloon accidents that occur every single year?
Dog, in a wicker basket?
Nope.
No,
hell no.
It's not happening.
Bro.
I don't see a picture of it right now, but each trip is going to last 6 to 12 hours, depending on the weather.
Damn.
And they're going to do the first launch from the Grand Canyon in 2024.
Nope.
Mm-mm. No, me
nah,
either.
Dog.
So you can fall even further.
Something about that. Yeah, that makes me feel, I don't know, something about me being in that balloon makes me feel real Richie Valens like. Not at all, bro. Would you do a DJ Automatic?
Hell no. I grew up in Albuquerque, New Mexico. I'm telling you right now, I've seen a lot of people die in balloon accidents.
I'm not getting into a regular balloon, much less something going to space.
Man, let me shift gears a little bit, guys. Come back down to lower level altitude, if you may. Do you guys think that when you have insurance on your car, do you think it should cover everything, right? Full coverage?
Well, everything.
Yeah,
yeah,
full coverage.
Yeah,
if you get an accident, it should cover everything.
What about STDs?
What?
Yeah. A woman sued Geico for $1 million after contracting an STD while having sexy time in the back of his car.
Oh. The first mistake, man, was that the fact that he had you in the back of his car.
What are you doing? Come on, yo. And yo, but there's another twist here. Geico countersued, saying that there's no way to prove that those STDs were contracted in the car under their coverage. So
if she could figure out that she got the STD in the car, then Geico would be liable for her STD?
Yeah, dude.
Instead of full coverage, she should have covered it. That's what she should have done. All right, those are the WTF stories. We'll be back with more to show.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Now I understand why my single girlfriends are frustrated. There's new findings in the latest Pew research that show you're screwed, ladies.
poo.
I know. No wonder Drake's singing Girls Want Girls.
Girls Want Girls.
Damn, I'm going to share the study with you here in a little bit. Man, we just have y'all step it up. DJ Automatic, you go first. These are three stories you need to know.
Are you guys concerned about cyber attacks?
Oh, yeah, of dude. Course. Hacking's a big deal right now.
Right now, 9 in 10 Americans are at least somewhat concerned about hacking of their personal info, banks, governments, or utilities, and about two-thirds of them, 66% of them, think that China or Russia are up to it and major threats.
You could throw me down in that two-thirds for sure, dog.
But 100% got TikTok? Like, that is China. You already let them in.
So I came up with some ways. I went did some research, and these are the ways to not get hacked. Okay,
okay. Here we go. All right, Automatic.
Number one, use two-way authentication.
There it is, dog.
All right, a lot
of verification codes and stuff like this. Yeah. I love those.
The next thing you need to learn about is phishing attacks. Like right now, I have this Norton antivirus email that I keep getting over and over and over, and I tried to delete it the other day, and by accident, I clicked on it, and it actually took over my calendar and said that I needed to pay my Norton antivirus bill, which I don't have Norton antivirus because I have a Mac. So be very weary of some of the emails you get. Mm-hmm. The third one, constantly update your computers. And then the fourth is wipe your digital footprint. You have to clear your cookies. You have to get rid of your Google searches. You have to get, because these things make it extremely easy for hackers to get into your computer.
Number five is delete your TikTok. Not kidding.
All right, yo. So recently, if you've been trying to hit up your grandparents and they haven't got back to you, it's because they may be getting down with some sexy time.
What?
In case you missed it, a survey of people over the age of 50 found out that 1 in 8 say they're still having sexy time at least 5 times a week and also admit to being a little bit more or less sexually active.
Bow, chicka, wow, wow.
Did you say 5 times a week?
5 times a week.
How do they have time to do that 5 times a week?
A lot of them might be retired, but also a third of that audience also say they wish they could be more intimate, just don't have the time.
They're trying to get it in 7 times a week.
Dude, my mom was sending me straight to voicemail. You know what it feels like, dude, to have your own mom say, hey, did you just call me, like, via text? Oh, so rude, dude.
Because you know what mama's doing.
Oh, boomers are banging.
We got to get some t-shirts made out and say, give those away. All right, so according to a new findings in the latest Pew Research, in case you missed it, nearly one-third of adult single men are living with a parent.
Oh.
Single men are much more likely to be unemployed, financially fragile, and lack a college degree or skill than those who have a partner. They're also likely to have lower median earnings. Single men earned less in 2019 than in 1990, even adjusting for inflation. Single women earn what they did 30 years ago, and their earnings are increasing by 50%.
We're getting beat out by the women, guys.
Since 1990, women have graduated college in higher numbers than men. Men, what are you doing? And again, I refer to Drake's
house.
Girls Want Girls. This is why. Why are men staying at mom's house? Obviously, they're trying to get busy. If you didn't hear Anthony A., aren't you? I mean, for me, I get it if you're having a hard time. But part of growing in life is the hard times. You can't get to the next rung of the ladder. Like, that's how you grow as a person, is through the struggle.
I feel like it's become normalized for men to stay at home until they have, like, a woman in their life.
It's not okay.
Yeah. I was talking to this guy the other day, and he was just telling me about how mad he was at his mom that she doesn't make the hot wings the way that she used to make them, and she's trying to use the air fryer. And, as he was telling me this, I was like...
Is this a grown man?
Yes. And I was thinking, you shouldn't even live at home.
Okay, you chill, bro. Because you've only went from living with your mom to living with your wife.
That's not true. I live by myself for a long time.
Oh,
yeah, Automatic had his own spot and everything for years before we got together.
I think this is beautiful. I think this is great. Man, if we just work this long enough, eventually we'll be able to stay at home the whole time.
Are you a stay-at-home dad advocate?
Oh, applying to be, yes.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
I haven't talked about food a lot, and Mexican food is so popular. It's Hispanic Heritage Month, so I've got a fun food fact involving flour tortillas right now. Hottest hashtags on the Dana Cortez Show. It's Wednesday. What's good, everyone? I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A., a.k.a. Past Due Amount.
All right, so the Biden administration announced in early November citizens of the European Union and the UK will now be able to fly into the U.S. if they have a COVID-19 vaccine. The new rule does not apply to land ports of entry, so people in Mexico with vaccine cards won't be allowed in to do business or visit family. Many representatives say this is hypocrisy. So if you're going to be fair, you would apply the new rule across the board. I agree.
I think there's a lot of confusion going on about all the vaccine rules because, I mean, look at like what happened with Southwest this weekend.
That's a private business. I'm talking about a government entity, the Biden administration, who's in charge of travel on a federal level saying, hey, Europeans come in, Mexicans stay out, period. Fix it now. All right. Next question. Why do animals play? You have a little kitten and they run up and they want to play, or your dog, your puppy wants to play. Scientists believe that playtime for our furry friends is the same as it is for our children. It's preparing them to become adults. They strengthen their body. Endorphins go wild when you play, even as an adult. And yes, it is preparing the animal for hunting. You know, we used to hunt for our food. I know for most people, you just go to the grocery store or call, you know, one of the delivery places that they deliver it. We used to actually have to hunt. And it also offers an opportunity for parents and kids to fully engage, which creates a powerful bond. So the more you play with your animal, the more powerful your bond with your furry friend becomes.
And that's why baby Roro loves me.
Yes, our boy dog loves you. Do you play with Metro, Anthony A?
Yeah, we play, but we both have like the play meter. Like, we're good for like 15 minutes. And then it's over. Yeah, then we're both over each other.
My dog just wants me to chase him. He's like, just chase me. That's really? All I want you to do, yeah.
All right, so as we near the end of Hispanic Heritage Month, I thought I would focus on a food that I actually thought was invented in Texas. I thought this was a Tex-Mex food. No, the flour tortilla originated in Chihuahua, Durango, and Sonora. Whoa. So, yeah, and Sinaloa. So, flour tortillas became popular in Mexico first, but now they're a staple in Tex-Mex food. Burritos, you wrap them up and
they're
make a big
staple everywhere. Smoke. Have you not looked around? You can go to the northeast, to the northwest, and there's
Taco
tortillas
Bell.
Everywhere.
Hello.
Yeah,
well,
where I'm
that's
from,
brilliant.
Butter and flour tortillas is a delicacy.
That is put a little salt on that one. Hey, but in moderation, flour tortillas are not good for us, okay? All right, National Day, Anthony A.
We'll start with National Emergency Nurses Day.
Shout out to the nurses.
Major shout out to them. We also have, speaking of salutes, it's the Navy's birthday.
Happy birthday, Navy.
Double salute day.
I want to salute my Uncle Leroy and my Uncle John, who both served in the Navy. And my Aunt Margie.
My Grandpa Leroy was in the Navy as well.
There we go. Shout out to Leroy's in the Navy. It's a National No Bra Day, but that's because today is National Breast Cancer Awareness Day.
I can't stress this enough, ladies, for you to do a self-breast examination, self-breast check every single week. I do one every day in a shower, and I say I learned it at Planned Parenthood because it's the truth. And I want people to understand they provide a lot of services, health services to women. I learned in my teen years how to perform a self-breast exam. Men do get breast cancer as well. Matthew Knowles, Beyonce's dad, had breast cancer, was very open about it. Do your self-breast checks every single
week.
Check
your moobs.
Yes, and if you don't know how, I will teach you on my Instagram story, at Dana Cortez.
What are you going to do?
I'm going to post to how to do it, not me. Come here, I'll show you, baby.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Time for Music Facts with DJ Automatic, October 13th here on The Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
All right, Automatic, let's get started.
We're going to start with birthdays. It is Ashanti's birthday. See, my days are cold without you.
Oh, Foolish, one of my favorite songs ever. This is a good one here. Listen to the words. So powerful.
All right, now we're going to 1979 when Michael Jackson tops the Hot 100 with his smash hit, Don't Stop Till You Get Enough. So what do you guys think the hook just said right there?
Don't stop till you get enough?
Okay, of course it says that. But what does it say right before that?
I don't know.
You don't have any kind of theory because it's one of the most misunderstood lines in the history of music.
What does it say?
He says, keep up with the force, don't stop to get enough.
I knew that because of the Star Wars.
Yeah, he was talking about Star Wars. Star Wars had come out in 1977 as in 79, so he was talking about the force.
Think about the sound of that song. That song is old and it still sounds good. I can't even imagine making something so timeless.
Well, it's produced by Quincy Jones, one of the greatest producers of all time. All right, next we're going to 2007 when T.I. is arrested just hours before he's scheduled to perform at the BET Hip Hop Awards. No regrets, I'm blessed to say the old me dead and gone away. Oh, hey. I've been traveling on this road too long. So police said he paid his bodyguard $12,000 to go buy 3 guns for him.
But the thing is T.I. is a convicted felon and cannot have guns.
Well, he's grown up. That was yesterday. Today's a new day.
That fool went to jail for a while.
Yes,
yeah,
he did.
He was there. Yeah.
He kept going like in and out of jail, and then randomly he just like got a hook. I'm not saying he snitched or nothing, but, you know.
Now, I think that some people learn their lessons at different times. It took T.I. a little longer. It's taken some of my family members a little longer. Hey, let bygones be bygones.
All right, and last, we're going to 2008. When just 5 months after marrying Jay-Z, Beyonce dropped Single Ladies. All the single ladies, all
the single ladies, all the single ladies, all the single ladies, all the single ladies. It really was one of the best videos of all time.
Well, it stayed number one for 4 weeks. It won Grammy for Song of the Year. And yes, it really was one of the best videos of all time.
I'm really happy for you. I'm going to let you finish. But Beyonce had one of the best videos of all time.
That's the Video Music Awards where Taylor Swift actually won Video of the Year. Kanye was drunk, got up, took the mic from Taylor, and dropped that line. Now, I don't agree with Kanye on a lot of things, but he was right on that one.
The video was way better than Taylor Swift's.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Ladies, just imagine how blissful this sounds. You go to work and you come back home and all your household chores are done because you have an honorable husband ruling over the kingdom while you're at work. We're going to break down the benefits of having a house husband right now. I was welcome to Two Dudes.
One Studio.
The recap segment of the Dana Cortez Show. And earlier, during our In Case You Missed It segment, Dana was talking about how in latest Pew research, it comes to find out that men are living at home with their moms.
And women don't like it, which I don't understand because you ask us to cherish our mothers, yet you don't want us to live with them. Does it make sense?
Doesn't. Come on. Come on, ladies. Come on. This is a lot for us here, all right? And in that conversation, we got around to going and talking about house husbands, which I think is a very honorable thing.
It's a hard thing to do.
It is, dude. It's a hard...
As somebody who stayed home with my daughter till she was two, I will say, doing that housework and taking care of a kid, way harder than a full-time job. Sorry, fellas, that's just the way it is.
And that's one of the benefits of having a house husband. He understands the role you play in the life as well, too. And in the relationship, it actually helped tighten the bond in the relationship.
Oh, okay. Oh. It makes sense. That makes sense to me.
Another benefit of having a stay-at-home husband is, it says here that he can take care of a lot more outdoor chores. Now,
my backyard was bussing, and I will say this: I'm a vacuum expert. The stairs, Dana can't even do the stairs. She can't pick up the vacuum to do it.
Yours and Dana's marriage, you think you're the best vacuumer in the marriage?
Oh, by far.
Oh my God!
I only do the vacuuming.
And the final benefit of having a stay-at-home husband is that you allow him the freedom and the mental capacity to focus on his side hustle, on his side career, on his dreams. Uploading songs to SoundCloud.
Let me just tell you, my DJing career took off during that time.
Come on!
Because I stayed at home, I got to concentrate on DJing. Ladies, your SoundCloud rapper is only one hit away from being a millionaire. I'm just telling you right now.
Until then, find the glory and have it a house husband.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Anthony, when you did, you know when I did the In Case You Missed It, and I said today's men are doing it, y'all, you're not keeping up with college, you're not keeping up with wages, the women are surpassing you. I did a poll at Dana Cortez on Instagram. You go to the story right now. There's so many men that are like, I would love to be a stay-at-home dad.
There's a lot of benefits to it, man.
I mean, it's time for us to be pampered, okay?
Yeah. Oh, pampered being a stay-at-home dad. Duh. When you were a stay-at-home dad, you said to me, this is awful.
It's way harder. So hard. And I know I said that earlier, but I'm saying it's time for men to be pampered.
I think it's time for a little role reversal.
Yeah, it's okay. You know what? You guys go out there and be part of the workforce, and we're going to stay at home and raise children right. I mean, you guys had a run at it, and you couldn't handle it. So we had a whole generation of kids that are messed up. It's time for the dad. Has to step in.
We got the air fryer. We're good. Yeah. You know, that's it. Everything. We got it.
Remember, DJ Automatic, you said you were buying Anthony an air fryer for Christmas.
I am still buying him an air fryer for Christmas. Thank you for ruining the surprise.
You said it on the radio. You forgot?
He already forgot. He smokes too much weed.
Yeah, there you go. All right. This is getting personal.
More of the podcast now.